Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Cintron on the fan, absolute Cintron, the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got Please and Chris P behind the glass. I mean, I really don't want to talk baseball. I don't. Because, being honest, I always keep it a buck with you guys. Yesterday was probably the biggest letdown in my sports fandom. I go from the Knicks winning the NBA Finals, the euphoria, the excitement, the adrenaline rush, the tears of joy, to watching Kodai Senga pitch. Ugh. Disgusting. And what a disappointment. Just put me on a roller coaster, no seatbelt on. Let me go flying out. It's unbelievable. It's so depressing going from the high of the Knicks to the low, 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 low of the Mets. And you know what I realized while watching? It was the Yankee game was on too and the Met game was on too. It's that baseball is my third favorite sport. It is. It's basketball, football. Well, it's football, basketball, baseball. As far as teams, it's Knicks, Commanders, Mets. It's such a disappointment. You go from the highest of highs to everybody being together, united, then have to watch that crap. Now, the Yankees are the Yankees. They're going to stay the Yankees. They're always going to be the Yankees. They're going to be in the playoffs. The American League stinks. They played the Central. They smashed the White Sox. We'll get into that later. Mets are 9 games under 500. And baseball is so bad, half the league's under 500. That the Mets are still somehow, some way in a wild card hunt. That's if you believe that. Now, talk about it's been depressing going from the Knicks high to the Mets low. And this month is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month. And the reason I'm talking about this is because you see all the videos that are out there from Knicks fans. Male, female, doesn't matter. How this run has given them light, shown them light. Shine light in their lives when they're going through dark times. And I know this is a sensitive subject because, you know, you had Dana White say about men talking about mental health. And I'm paraphrasing here. That's weak. Whatever. It's not weak. In fact, you're more of a man if you talk about that. And this is the month, Men's Mental Health Month. Mitchell Robinson has been at the forefront of this with the Knicks. He's battled a lot of stuff this season, deactivated his Facebook, changed his phone number. We don't know what happened with his hand, but I'm pretty sure he punched something. I hope we get that confirmed somehow, some way, one day. But what the Knicks have done is they've healed a lot of people's pains for now, brought joy to people's lives, togetherness, love, happiness, tears of joy. No, I can't lie, getting ready for the show at home, and I was watching the 29-point comeback. I got tears in my eyes. And anybody who mocks you for shedding tears or says anything negative about, you know, you enjoying this and crying, it can kiss your ass. And me, you can kiss my ass. You just can. Because you don't know what people are going through. And for those 2.5, 3 hours, for the last 2 months, the Knicks have given people a reason to forget all their problems, anything negative in their lives, and go to a watch party or go to a game, and everybody be on the same page, pulling the same direction. Yes, there were some dummies who did some dumb things in the streets. There's no doubt about it. And the way some of the media are covering it, you would think it was January 6th all over again, the way it happened in New York City. That's not what happened. There was a few idiots. Not 15 to 1,600 idiots like there were on January 6th. Who, by the way, were pardoned. There's always going to be people trying to ruin this for fans. Whatever sport, whatever city, there's always going to be people trying to ruin it. Don't let them ruin it. Don't let them ruin your good times, your fun times, your shine, your escape. Because this was a positive escape. We all know the negative escapes, drinking, drugs, all that crap. This was a positive escape. You know, I have a lot of friends who've posted stuff, whether they're social media friends or real friends in real life, posted about this stuff. Thank you, Knicks. I was in a dark place. Thank you for helping me get out of it. And I know this is not the usual opening for a show, but this was hitting me while I was home all day thinking, what am I going to open with? And I saw Mitchell Robinson's, you know, his picture he posted as a kid and his what he wrote about what he's been through. And shout out to Mitch for doing that. He could have hid, not said anything, but he was open about it. And he might have saved somebody's life in doing that. Because if you could affect one person's life in a positive way, you've done your job. And what this Knick run has done, and I'm talking now for myself. You know, it's been no secret. I lost my uncle during the Hawks series. He unexpectedly passed away. You know, my dad was going through radiation treatment for his throat. He sounds great now, thank God. Mom's going through stuff. Me going through stuff personally. But for those 2.5, 3 hours, Knick basketball. Yes, I lost sleep. Yes, I gained some weight because of it. Yes, I didn't eat well. But for those 2.5, 3 hours, the joy that they brought to my life and the way I've reconnected with so many others and the way I've connected newly with other people, new connections, social media, at games, at watch parties. That stuff is priceless. Let's not forget, my dog is going through stuff as well. And that's been rough. I've cried almost every day when it's come to my dog. I know I'm not the only one, but I'm speaking about my stuff and what the Knicks have done for me personally. And for anybody who's posted about it, I've shouted you out because it's brave of you to say something and speak up and talk about your struggles.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Because you're not alone. And no one should ever go through this stuff alone. No one. And I've posted on social media. You can reach out to me. I might not know you from a hole in the wall, but I know what pain is. And you shouldn't struggle alone. I know some Knick fans, some diehard Knick fans, not some bandwagon fans, and it doesn't matter, bandwagon fans, diehard fans, but I know some diehard fans that this is all they had because when the Knicks weren't playing, they didn't know if they were going to make it to another day. That's how tough the things they were going through are. So I would always check on these people. Hey, you good? When the Knicks weren't playing, you okay? Let me know you're good. I'm not going to say somebody's name, but something happened the last couple days, and I reached out to somebody and hear from them. Thank God I heard from them today. And that was a breath of fresh air because I was worried. We talked about the Knicks, and it was a positive conversation. And I said, don't ever leave me hanging for 2 days. But tomorrow, is the cherry on top of the orange and blue cake. The parade. Now I'm hoping Mother Nature cooperates. It's not looking like it, but I hope that the rain stays away, that Mother Nature puts on her orange and blue colors, puts on a Jalen Brunson jersey, and I'm hoping that everything's good. I don't know how many people are going to be there. It's going to be the most people that ever had the Canyon of Heroes, I tell you that. I mean, I don't, whoever's job it is to count, good luck. Have fun. Tomorrow is the mother of all parties. A party we've never seen, because there's the pre-party, there's the parade party, and then there's the post-party. It's a party all day and all night in New York City tomorrow. By the way, for the single fellas, Thursday's usually ladies' night in the city, so have at it. Have fun. And for the ladies who are single, have fun. We'll be at American Whiskey. I've made no secrets about that. I invited Tommy. I said, come through. I invited some other people. Come through. You're more than welcome. And it's one last time for us Knicks fans to get together and party and celebrate what we've been waiting a long time for. Young, old, black, white, Spanish, doesn't matter. What the Knicks have done is united this tri-state area of Knicks fans. Go look at the videos. Yes, there's the bad videos out there. But go look at the positive videos, the fun videos, the party videos. People high-fiving each other. People holding each other on each other's shoulders. The celebrities that are in the crowd with the people. This is the greatest time as a sports fan of my life. The 2025-2026 Knicks brought a joy to my heart that I haven't felt in a long time. And again, I mentioned the things I myself personally was going through. But, you know, texting with my sister during this run. My brother, who's a Bulls fan, is now a Knicks fan. My little nephew's going to be at the parade tomorrow. He gets to have his first parade. 6, 7 years old. Lucky. He's a Knicks fan. This will be my first parade for a team I root for. You know, I was at the Giants parade when they beat the Patriots. I was at the Yankees parade. I believe it was the 98 season. Forgot what it was. I took my little brother. We went to the parade. But this is the first parade for me personally, a team I root for. I wasn't at the 94 Rangers parade. I would have been at the Knicks one, I'll tell you that. And I'm looking forward to it. Now, I don't know what the plans are. I don't know where I'll be. I don't know the setup. I have my hands in a bunch of different cookie jars, so I'm hoping that things work out. But I will be there regardless. And yes, I'll probably cry. There's no shame in admitting that. And again, you don't know what somebody's going through. So if they want to cry, let them cry. It's tears of joy. You're going to mock them? That makes you feel like a man? That makes you feel good? Meanwhile, I guarantee if you look in the mirror, you got nothing going on in your life. So that's why you mock other people who express their feelings. And again, I think it's important to talk about it. So I've never hidden from it. I've never run from it. I talk about it here. I've talked about my struggles and other people's, you know, struggles. They reach out to me and we share with each other and help each other get through the stuff. And the Knicks have been the ultimate therapist for a lot of us during this run. The ultimate escape in a great way, not in a negative way. And these Knicks forever, forever, I'll be grateful for. I'll be grateful to, I should say, to the New York Knicks. And next year, yes, we're the fourth favorites to win it all. In my heart of hearts, I feel like we're going to be doing this again. The core is back. The coach is back. Everyone's back. The main characters are back. Now, there'll be some tweaks to the benches. Oh, it's the way it goes in the NBA. You know, Jose Alvarado has an option. A player option. Robinson's free agent. See what happens with Shamit. Deuce. And I'm sure we'll talk about that a little more as we get closer to the draft, which is right around the corner, and NBA free agency, which it comes and goes. But I want every Knicks fan tomorrow to enjoy this, whether you're Johnny Come Lately or Die Hard. I want you to enjoy this tomorrow. I know I am. I've waited over 40-some years for this. Not 53. I know the Knicks haven't won in 53 years prior to June 13th, which is the icing on my birthday cake. But I want every Knicks fan tomorrow to enjoy this and be in the moment. Like, we live in a society where we want to record every single thing. I'm guilty of doing it at times. But give yourself a good minute or two. Put the phone away and just take it all in. Take it all in. Because I'm not sure, well, maybe if the Jets ever win the Super Bowl, I'm not sure we're ever going to see a parade like we're going to see tomorrow ever again in New York City. At least in my lifetime. Again, if the Jets win the Super Bowl, I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't think it'll be like a Knicks one. Because the Knicks are the one team that unites all fan bases from all the other New York teams. And let's include the Devils as well in that. They're a local team. And I cannot wait for tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning. I'll be coming into the city around 6 o'clock. And let's have one big-ass orange and blue party.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.